Innisfil Today welcomes letters to the editor at chris@innisfiltoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Obviously, as a lakefront resident on Lake Simcoe shoreline, my aims, desires and wants were raised enormously with Innisfil Council's decision to block the construction of offshore boathouses. An earlier decision of the current mayor Lynn Dolan and confused councillors of the day was to allow an application to one of the wealthiest residents of Innisfil. In council's earlier view, the issue had been a resolute no. The final decision was a total reversal, strongly opposed by the then next door neighbor along with other lakefront residents like myself. The initial complainant argued the proposed structure would block their view of the lake as well as restricting Lake Simcoe's customary usage to boaters, canoeists, swimmers, boarders, etc. Not to mention inherent safety and security matters like fire protection, policing, or taxation issues. Even so, the dispute went to a provincial arbitrator, who favored the town of Innisfil's position in mid-2021, despite a six-year delay. That decision was again appealed with new and additional evidence to the Higher Appeal Court for review, where it sat for a further extended period until the court determined not to grant leave to appeal. Your article of February 4 says there are a number of lakeshore resident applicants seeking permission to construct offshore boathouses out into the lake. Thanks to whoever on Innisfil Council persuaded the newer elected members to veto these proposals, assuming that to be the decision moving forward. Lake Simcoe itself and its history does not belong exclusively to the town. It belongs rightly to the residents of Ontario. It should not be necessary to go through the ridiculous municipal legal procedures and associated costs of the very few local claims to encroach onto Lake Simcoe's underwater Ontario Crown land to satisfy their personal and selfish monetary and financial gains. This matter should be raised to an all Innisfil resident petition. Robert Younger, Innisfil.